At California Psychics, we know that sometimes you can wake up thinking,
ugh, I don't know if I'm in the right career. Ew. Or the right relationship.
But whatever your life dilemma, at California Psychics, we'll give you the guidance you need to feel certain about your life choices. And because we only connect you with the very best, we guarantee if your reading isn't life-changing, it's free. California Psychics. Visit CaliforniaPsychics.com today for limited time offers.
Hey, I'm gum disease. You may know me by my formal name, periodontal disease. No? I can't believe this. No respect. Same story everywhere I go. Over half of all adults in America live with me, and they act like they don't even know I exist. I mean, come on. Whole body health? I am gum disease. I am literally linked to almost every major disease. Diabetes, heart disease, Alzheimer's. You can't just ignore me.
Find a dentist near you committed to caring about all of you. Visit smilegeneration.com/confidence today.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
All right, places, please. The Daily Mix Show is on deck. Guitars plugged in. Drums ready to go. Chickens. Other animals. And action.
This is the Daily Mix Show on The Rock with Taryn Daly and Steve Miggs.
While listening to the Daily Mix Show, please refrain from any unnecessary finger gesturing.
99.9 KISW.
Is there a story about you that your parents or other members of your family just absolutely love to bring up about you and will never let you live it down? 206-803-ROCK.
Judging by all the calls we've received, it seems like everybody lives a life of family members wanting to embarrass you.
And we have one person on hold who's got a story that involves the nookie, Steve.
Let's go.
But first, we're going to chat with Chris from Smoky Point. Chris, what's the story that your parents or other family members will never let you live down?
So we went on a camping trip one time, and I was in my old 85 GMC pickup. Well, on the way back, I had broke my phone. For context, that weekend I drove over with my truck and I came up to a stoplight and I blew my first gear on my truck, and it's an automatic, so I couldn't go forwards. Well, I threw it reverse to see, and sure enough, reverse worked.
Okay.
So I was on my way back to base because I was in the Navy at the time, and so I had to drive in reverse 9.5 miles.
Oh.
Back to base, and I got almost there. I almost made it all the way to the front gate, and the MAs pulled me over. They thought I was drunk.
Well, yeah, they're probably not used to seeing somebody driving backwards.
True. I know. I 100% was like, all right, man. I can understand that. So they tried to turn me around, and my truck wouldn't go. And I was like, hey, man, I got to get back to base. So they gave me a police escort onto base in reverse in my truck. And everybody that was down in Lemoore, this was in Lemoore, California, everybody that was stationed down there with me still to this day always gives me all kinds of grief and brings this story up. And my dad loves telling it as well.
Oh, I bet he does. I'm just thinking about the visual if you're just driving and you see that and you see a police, escort, and then they're like, but that car's driving backwards. Like, I did not expect to see that today.
I don't like driving in reverse for 9 feet, let alone 9 miles.
Dude, if I'm like, I just missed a great spot, and it's like almost like down the entire length of a block, but I'm like, no cars are coming, and I'm like, I'm going to slam into somebody.
206-803-ROCK. Tom from Auburn, what's the story that your parents or family members will never let you live down?
So when I was little, like toddler age, my dad and his girlfriend tried to slip away for a quickie, and I went looking for them, and I ended up walking in on them doing the deed.
Oh.
And according to my dad, I absolutely freaked out about it, and I started screaming, "No, Daddy, don't hurt her."
Oh, oh no!
Back away, Daddy.
Do you remember this, or is this something that like they have to just bring it up, and you're like, "I did that"?
Yeah, it is that I don't remember it. Dad would always find the worst times to bring it up. Like, we were at a bar once, and I was trying to hit on some young woman about my age, and Dad found a way to bring it up. I think it was his way of testing her. Yeah, like, he's brought it up to girls that I was dating or girls that I was trying to impress, or just he'd get a few in them, and he'd just start telling this story.
Okay, I love your dad, but also, yeah, he's a terrible wingman.
Worst wingman ever. Amanda from Ording is there.
Let me tell you about my son. This time he walked in on me and my lady having sex.
Amanda from Ording, tell us the story that your parents or other family members just will not let you live down.
It's actually about my daughter, my youngest daughter, and my oldest daughter's best friend.
Okay.
They were younger. They're adults now, mostly. And they were at my house playing hide and seek in the dark at night. And the best friend and my youngest daughter were hiding together. And the best friend was like laying over my daughter in the yard. And one of the other children playing said something funny and made her laugh. And she laughed so hard she peed her pants. But she was on top of my daughter. So, yeah, every time she's around, we're like, "Oh, you remember that time you peed on my daughter?"
Yeah. There's going to come a point where they're just not going to be friends anymore because she just doesn't want to be reminded of that.
Oh, no, she's like my third child.
That's amazing. How old are they now?
Oh, no.
50.
No, she said they were in their 20s.
Oh, 20. Okay, 20s. Okay, I missed that part. Thank you.
Oh, no. Danny, do you have a story like that?
Oh, my favorite was just when I was 3 years old. My mom loves to tell everyone that I was wanting to go say hi to my aunt and her friend who were hanging out in the living room. And she's like, "Daniel," it was right after my shower. And she's like, "Daniel, you cannot go in there. You're naked." And so I went into my room, put on my hat, and I disappeared. So my mom walks into the living room. There I am, buck naked with just a hat on. And she says, "Daniel, I told you not to come in here." And I just look at her and I said, "I'm not naked, Mom. I have my hat on."
It's a very good point.
Thank you.
And that makes sense now why you always show up to work wearing nothing but just a hat.
Yeah, you're welcome.
It's a nice Kraken hat, by the way.
The Daily Migs Show.
It's always been diet and exercise. Why not diet, exercise, brush, and floss? Or how about diet, exercise, brush, floss, and see your dentist for regular exams? It may not roll off the tongue, but there are far worse things that could be rolling off your tongue, right down to your heart. Like the very same bacteria that's linked to heart disease, diabetes, Alzheimer's, and more. And by the way, to find a dentist nearby, visit smilegeneration.com/confidence today and learn more about how oral health links to overall wellness so you can live longer, healthier, and happier with confidence unleashed.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance, too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Earlier this week, we found out that Leslie Jones requires a contract from guests to prevent them from peeing in her pool. Here she is on the Drew Barrymore Show talking about this.
But I heard you had a literal contract and a policy of if anyone dares pee in your pool, Leslie,
you're out of my life.
That's it.
And let me explain something to you.
Ooh.
That is this. Disgusting. My pool is hot. You don't know what your bunction's gonna do if hot water hit it. You don't know if you're gonna boo-boo. Go to the bathroom before you get in somebody's pool.
She needs one of those signs that says, like, you know, "Welcome to my," like, was it like, "ooh," because there's no pee in my pool, or whatever.
I like that.
Have you ever seen those
no,
ones?
No, but that's very clever.
Yeah, she needs one of those.
Now, you said that you're a pretty good house guest, but have you ever had a bad house guest at your house?
Nothing too bad, because we don't invite anyone over to our home. Although it is fun. The one time we had like a big Super Bowl party, the year that the Seahawks won the Super Bowl, and a bunch of my hockey buddies came over because we're trying to figure out where we're going to do this. I'm like, let's do it at my house. Crap, I need to run that by the wife, but I think she'll be okay with it. And she was, but she was walking around high stress because all my friends, and they were great. The worst thing that happened, one of my buddies spilled a bunch of beer in the bathroom. It's fine. But of course, she was having a little moment of anxiety, like, oh my gosh, it's a mess. I'm like, if all the places for them to spill it in, the bathroom's the perfect spot. Not on the carpet. Everything's fine. It was all good.
Easy cleanup.
But like, that was the last time we had a party. That wasn't a children's party.
That was a long time ago.
It was a super long time
ago. Not that I want to be reminded how long ago it was that we played in that Super Bowl.
It was like 2 years ago. No. How about you?
So, there's been a couple. There was one time when I was living in a condo, and we had some friends over, and one person was going to get sick. So he ran out to our balcony and started getting sick off the balcony. However, it all just fell down into the neighbor's balcony and splattered all over her door, basically, and the screen. And so in the morning, we got a knock-knock at the door and had to go down there and clean it all up.
Oh, that's rough.
And it wasn't even mine.
Did the person who did help clean?
No, they were already gone. They had left early in the morning, didn't even know it had happened. And so it was my responsibility. It was awful.
I will not share the full details of the story because it's disgusting. And it didn't happen to me, but it happened to one of my friends. And it's people that we all know. But this happened at like, they had like a camping adventure, and they were using somebody's family's camps, like camp home or whatever along those lines. And they were all having a great time. And one of the guys got so wasted. Let's just say he caused some serious damage to this house based on the fact that he just didn't hit the bathroom.
No.
And, I mean, it was bad, apparently, like just everywhere. It was just like a mess. And everyone woke up to this. And they're like, who did this? Was there a dog that came into the house and did this or something along those lines? And so they're like, we have to clean this. So everybody, there's like five of them, they're all cleaning it except for the one guy who did it, who was, quote, too hungover to help out.
Oh, boo.
And I remember when my buddy told me that, so I was like, I would murder that guy.
Mm-hmm.
Like, I would be so pissed at the guy. Like, get your ass up. We're all hungover, and you're the reason why this mess happened. Clean it.
Rockaholics, what is the worst thing a guest has ever done to your house? 206-803-ROCK. We want to hear all the house guest horror stories from you.
The Daily Migs Show.
206-803-ROCK. What is the worst thing a guest has ever done at your house? We want to hear all of those house guest horror stories.
Someone just texted and said, I forget about the kids being the issue as well. Because we're thinking about all the drunken idiots that have a party and then they do stupid stuff. But this person texted and said, we had those sliding barn doors to our bathroom. One time, my friend's young child thought it swung open and charged right through it, knocking it off its tracks.
Whoops.
That's from Adam and Everett.
206-803-ROCK. Justin in Ferndale, tell us about what happened with your sister's friend.
All right. So, yeah, no, like I told Sarah, there's two stories. The first one is my sister had a house party while my parents were out of town, and one of her friends, well, super drunk, needed to use the bathroom, ended up breaking the toilet seat. So what's the next best option other than a toilet? The cat box.
You know what? Actually, right, I think that feels like the next best option. You're right.
No. Not the tree in the backyard, but yeah, the cat box.
I don't know. I think I'd rather a house guest pee in the cat box than in a sink. But you know what? I really don't want to have that internal dialogue ever. So
no.
I think, was she okay? I don't mean to be rude, but was she heavy set or did she just aggressively jump on the toilet?
Oh no! Like this is one of her dude friends.
Oh,
I don't know why I was picturing a female doing this. It made it even funnier.
What's the other story, Justin?
So the other story, funny enough, Sarah thought you might get a kick out of this, Taryn, on my parents' 25th wedding anniversary, keep in mind half of my family's from Canada, the other half is from down here. So anyway, they have a big old dinner, and after the dinner, they go back to my parents' house, where my uncle proceeds to drink almost half a bottle of 151.
Oh, that's always a good idea.
Which led to him hitting on all of his cousins.
Ooh.
And yeah, it gets a little weirder. And then my dad's like, hey, cool down a little bit. He proceeds to punch him in the face, almost breaking his glasses.
I love that you said after he got drunk and started hitting on his own family members, and then you said, and then it proceeds to get weird. Like, that wasn't the weird part.
Oh, yeah, this is the part of the story that will get Taryn. After my dad told him to get the hell out of this house, he proceeds to try to walk back to British Columbia.
Yeah. Put the feet to the pavement. Let's go.
Oh, yeah. This was back when so I'm up in Ferndale right now, which wouldn't be that far to walk. This is back when we lived in Bitter Lake.
Ooh.
How far is that from Canada?
Very far.
That is North Seattle, edge of shoreline.
Oh, okay. Kind of like somebody trying to walk from Capitol Hill to Stanwood.
Pretty much.
Taryn.
A little bit further. Yeah.
Yep. He actually forgot his passport, so my grandma had to come up and take him back home.
Oh. Wait,
did he hit on grandma in the process as well?
You know, I didn't ask that question, Steve, but...
I'm sure he comes back to all the family reunions. Like,
hey, who brought you here, grandma?
The Daily Migs Show.
It's always been diet and exercise. Why not diet, exercise, brush, and floss? Or how about diet, exercise, brush, floss, and see your dentist for regular exams? It may not roll off the tongue, but there are far worse things that could be rolling off your tongue, right down to your heart. Like the very same bacteria that's linked to heart disease, diabetes, Alzheimer's, and more. And by the way, to find a dentist nearby, visit smilegeneration.com/confidence today and learn more about how oral health links to overall wellness so you can live longer, healthier, and happier with confidence unleashed.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Hate doing cardio? Try brushing and flossing your teeth. I'm not talking about building up a sweat. I'm talking about building a healthier mouth for a healthier heart for a healthier you. Smile Generation trusted dentists look at your care through the lens of the mouth-body connection because what happens in the mouth plays a critical role for the rest of your body. To find a dentist near you committed to treating all of you, visit smilegeneration.com/confidence today and live longer, healthier, and happier with confidence unleashed.